Jonathan Johnson, chairman of the board at Overstock.com, says that his Utah-based company has always collected internet sales tax on its website's transactions. He says that he doubts Herbert's assertion that the amount of uncollected sales tax is anywhere near $200 million.
He's using this inflated number for two reasons. One, to get sales tax collection legislation passed, and two, to fight against the sales tax rate reduction. I would say we're already collecting this money, and so it's time to reduce the sales tax rate rather than pass unconstitutional tax collection laws.
Johnson says that Herbert's estimate is based on an out-of-date study on online taxes. After holding out paying the online sales tax longer than some other internet-based companies, Amazon began collecting the Utah rate on January 1st of this year. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox answered an audience member's question during UPR's Access Utah Monday, saying that negotiations between Amazon and the state were not brokered through the governor's office.
I will say that the governor and I did not play a role in those negotiations. That was with the tax commission. And historically, that has been the case that when a private company is willing to remit taxes to the state of Utah where they may not otherwise be required to do so, that is private information. I know that Amazon is working with many states across the country to remit sales tax. And
Johnson says that enough sales tax has been collected online to allow for a tax cut in this legislative session. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.